You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, alcohol, drinking alcohol is now linked to skin cancer. I know. And we got big Super Bowl weekend coming up. I guess just don't go out into the sun while you drink. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how olive oil consumers, those of us that love our olive oil, seem to have stronger bones. I really dig that. Then they think that sometimes the good cholesterol, the HDL, could actually become dysfunctional, turn around, and start clogging our arteries. So this really blows our mind since we've been yelling at everybody to, you know, up their HDL. Researchers have announced that they think they will be able to cure diabetes within 25 years. Good for us who expect to be diabetic in the next quarter century. Then I guess minimum wage for federal workers upping to $10.10 an hour. Is this a way for the government to cut back on federal subsidies so people don't qualify? I don't know. Fragmented sleep also increased the cancer risk. So you can't drink and you can't be interrupted in your sleep, even though alcohol interrupts sleep. Maybe that's why alcohol interrupts sleep. Maybe it's related. But we got a lot of cancer news today. And then the biggest headline of the day is 90 flatulent cows started a fire at a dairy farm in Germany. So as you can see, we've got an extremely explosive day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too explosive to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really, you can't make this stuff up. Apparently, there are 90 cows at this Germany dairy farm. And they said that the method, I'm not joking, this is being reported by independent.co.uk. They say the methane gas released by 90 flatulent cows caused an explosion in a farm shed in Germany. Thus far, one animal has been injured. It's not funny. And the roof was damaged. In a statement, they said the force said high levels of the methane gas had built up within the structure. It's in a central German town of Rasdorf. And there was a static electrical charge that must have triggered the gas, and there was flashes of flames. Apparently, these cows were belching and farting to the degree that there was a very, very concentrated amount of methane. I mean, if that's the case, I better not let any electric charge go off in our house or even the studio. They say the subsequent blast damaged the roof of the cow shed. This is being reported by Reuters. This is a real news story. Emergency services who attended the scene took gas readings to check for any potential further blast. Hopefully they held their nose when they were running around the place. One of the cows was injured and had to be treated. Sorry, that's not funny. Hey, I eat steak. I don't want anything happening to the cows. Fish is another story. The subsequent blast damaged the roof of the cow shed. I already told you that. One of the cows was injured and had to be treated for burns it sustained during the incident. This is according to a police spokesman. Police were involved. The animals apparently can emit up to 500 liters of methane every day through belching and flatulence. They say in addition to that, cows also release large amounts of ammonia. Now, this could be very dangerous. I mean, you know, the next question is, where was the farmer? And, you know, was he okay? And you know, what happened to the other animals? Now, you know, we like to put everybody in a barn, put all the animals together, you know, Noah's Ark, etc. But, you know, you got to remember, you got little baby animals in there. And some of these little animals cannot breathe high amounts of methane and ammonia. That's why you always need something called aeration, right, or ventilation. And my suggestion would be, if you do have a barn, I understand Germany is cold, make sure there's just a little bit of like an opening. You know, when we built our house years ago, the house that is completely upside down now, you know, we originally were building the bathroom and there was going to be no window. I'm like, what are you doing? And the kids' bathroom has no window. You know, there's another bathroom in our house and it's connected to their two rooms. Well, what one kid does is, if he has a real, real bad bathroom setting, he closes his door. They have like a bathroom in between their two bedrooms, and he opens up the door to the other kid's room so the stink goes in there. And the bathroom was just located within the house, so there's no exterior wall. Now, my bathroom, thank heavens, thank the Lord, has a nice window. The problem is I don't like to open it because I think people can watch. And even though it's upstairs, I didn't realize how good satellite is and how these satellite images can really, really hone in, you know, all down to the living room. So I only open the window when I'm not in there because I just don't want anybody on satellite seeing me on the toilet. And my husband thinks I'm an absolute idiot for that, but I just don't like that. So you definitely need ventilation. We have a barn that blew up, cows injured. It's very scary times, very scary times. Speaking of scary times, Obama's going to be giving a State of the Union address. I know, the State of the Union. I think we know what the State of the Union is. My guess is he's going to be touting Obamacare, saying it's helping millions of people. He's also going to be, remember one time he insulted the Supreme Court, right? You know, my guess is he's going to be insulting somebody, okay? He's going to be probably talking about how powerful his pen is and how, you know, if the checks and balances get in his way, how he'll just, you know, do some executive decisions and, you know, whoa, Nelly, his last year, I'm scared of. And maybe he may even comment on Hillary Clinton. All right. You never know. But I'm sure there's going to be, you know, for those of you doing a drinking game, I'm sure you guys are going to probably, you know, do it. I don't recommend drinking games. I don't think they're very healthy and safe. But my guess is a drinking game that includes anything on taxes. Every time he says the word Republicans. OK, if he brings up Hillary, OK, you may get some bonus points for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Dahlia. I listen to your show every morning. I have a question. Due to Obamacare, apparently my cholesterol medication, Vytorin, is no longer covered. I've tried to call my doctor. The pharmacy's trying to help, but apparently I can't get it anymore. So I've been taking it for 8 years. Am I just supposed to quit? I have no idea what supplements I can take to offset this medication I've been on for years. I can't seem to find any information, and I was hoping maybe you can give me an answer. Thank you.
No, that's a great question. Okay, so here's the thing. Vytorin, one of my favorite medicines out there, it's a combination of simvastatin or Zocor and Zetia. And so what a lot of you have been doing when your insurance is not covering the Vytorin anymore, the reason why insurance doesn't cover it is because there's not a generic form of it yet. So many of you have had to now go to all generic. So Vytorin doesn't come generic. Now, Zocor, half of it does. So what what a lot of you have been doing is just going to the simvastatin. However, the Zetia is a real nice component to it because Zetia kind of works on the brush border of the intestine and prevents a lot of the absorption of your dietary cholesterol. A lot of times that Zetia also works on your triglycerides, and I will use it as an adjunct to your statin medication. Your statin medication blocks cholesterol production in the body, and sometimes it even can help resorb and decrease a little bit of the plaquing that happens along the artery. So your statin medication is your big buck, you know, bonus drug that is one of my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. I love statins. I could never not be an MD. Because of my love for the statin medications. These medications rock. And I, even though I really dig homeopathy and naturopathic medicine and alternative medicine, I will always love that one pharmaceutical, the statins. The Zetia is an adjunct to it. I rarely have somebody on monotherapy with the Zetia, which is part of that Vytorin. And so if not being able to have the Zetia isn't the worst thing in the world, you could still get the simvastatin, the Zocor statin part of Vytorin, so you could at least be on something for protection. In the meantime, if you want to swap something for the Zetia portion, you could use niacin. Now, you know, niacin is one of the B vitamins. It seems to kind of raise HDL. It's supposed to decrease triglyceride levels and LDL, but that's if you're able to take it at a level that you can tolerate. Remember, niacin could cause a lot of flushing. It could cause a lot of dizziness, headache, etc. And sometimes at very high doses, it could damage the liver. I get very nervous when some of my patients are on super duper high doses of niacin. And yes, we do use the term super duper in medicine. But if that's what the cardiologist finds that works and they don't seem to have any adverse effects and they can tolerate that better than the statin medications, that's great. You know, sometimes the fenofibrate medications are also generic, and you could use those. One is such called fenofibrate. That could also help with your triglycerides. So you do have some other options. Then, of course, you know, watching your diet, exercise helps burn off those triglycerides. Avoiding alcohol. Alcohol will increase your triglycerides. If you're prone to diabetes, that could do that too. So, you know, it's a great question. A lot of you are on medications that insurance doesn't cover. What do I think is a very safe and beneficial alternative? And this is exactly what's frustrating everybody. You know, Obama promised we get to keep our doctor, keep our plan. And, you know, people take their medications to heart. This is something where, you know, like a birth control. I mean, how many of you have had a birth control that you just love and you swear by it, or a migraine medicine, or a prostate medicine, or a blood pressure medicine? I have people now. It's interesting. I see a lot of male patients. In fact, I have more male patients than female patients. But my female patients seem to have more unique attachments to their medications than the male, because I think the females have done the trial and error a lot more than some of my male patients. And they're like, okay, I think I know what works. I love this one. Don't change it. Please don't rock the boat. Let sleeping dogs lie. And it's expensive when you change a medicine. So let's say we decide to change your thyroid brand or your cholesterol brand. Somebody needs to check your cholesterol or your thyroid level, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, couple months later to see if it's working. Whereas if the medicine you like is working, a lot of doctors will let you go 3-6 months, a year even. So some of you with antacid medications, the PPIs, some of you swear by Nexium or Acifex or Protonix, and that's the medicine you found, that's a medicine you love, that's a medicine that works for you. Now, some of you out there are probably going, well, boo-hoo, we're in a crisis right now. Oh, poor George can't get his Nexium. Poor baby. No, I think you deserve the drug that works for you. I really do. If you have been putting in your dues, if you've been paying your taxes, if you've been paying your insurance premiums, and we're talking a lot of money for those insurance premiums, I can't tell you how many hundreds of dollars we've spent, or I should probably say thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for insurance for our family. If I want the gosh darn Protonix, or I want the NuvaRing, or I want the Anusol suppository of my choosing, I should be able to get that. If not, don't charge us for healthcare then. Okay? I mean, you know, you get what you pay for. And a lot of us are still paying. These subsidies are really worrying people because we're finding that some individuals are getting phenomenal subsidies, and that's cool because they're getting most of their insurance paid for, but at the expense of others, not. So what's happening is we're really starting to tip the boat. And if I could use this boat analogy, because I'm really kind of in the mood to go fishing. I haven't had a fishing vacation. I don't want to sneak out to California to maybe fish, you know, find some barracuda. Barracuda. And, you know, so imagine you got 10 people on the boat, okay? And you want to save, right, the young, skinny people on the boat. So you put them at the higher level of the boat, and you put everybody else at the lower level of the boat, and the lower level of the boat is starting to sink. What happens to the boat as a whole? The whole boat sinks. Yeah, see, I just made that analogy up. Wasn't that good? Yeah, see, the boat analogy, and see, everybody sinking. See, damn good. I this is why my show has not gotten canceled yet. See, it's because of kick butt analogies like that one. So trying to save some at the expense of others sinks the whole gosh darn ship. And that is the problem we're having right now with Obamacare. Now, they're saying that Obama tonight is going to be announcing in the State of the Union that federal workers are going to be getting a 39% raise of minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Now, a lot of us are for increasing minimum wages. A lot of us aren't. A lot of us that aren't are a little bit confused on how that really works for the economy. If many industries now have to raise wages, are they going to fire people, hire less people? We get a little nervous. Other people think, well, raising the minimum wage is brilliant because now people have more money in their pocket, so they're going to spend. And then some people want to know, why do the federal workers get the minimum wage increase? You know, when I worked for the government, I got to tell you, it was cush. All right. And I tell you why it was cush. I was making, when I was working at Jack in the Box, about $4 to maybe $4.25 an hour. When I got a job a couple years later at the EPA, I made $6 an hour. That was huge. Okay. And yeah. And in addition to that, there was always a cost of living increase. So it went up from like $6 to $6.15. And if I was a full-time and not a per diem, whatever, I could have possibly gotten health insurance, et cetera. And, it's a real nice job. So working for the government is going to now be incentivized. Now, again, that also makes us nervous, as you have a country that's really dependent on working, you know, for the government and the government employing most of us. Where does the government get the money? Well, they're going to tax it from a lot of the private sector people, which is a whole other story. And again, I'm not an economist. No, I'm not. I'm not an economist, okay? I sound like one. But this increase right now is going to be from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour. All right, for some of you, you're going to think that's awesome. You're going to think it's great and all the power to you. All right, but in order for this to work for all of us, you're going to have to take that money and you're going to have to buy health care with it. Or you're going to have to, in order to help a whole, not get subsidies, which maybe is a reason why the minimum wage is being raised, so that you don't qualify for then the subsidies. So then the government ends up actually paying you less money. Yeah, this is the masters that be. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. The powers that be? Oh, I screwed that up, didn't I? All right.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I know you have a lot of other choices, and you know, I know there's a lot of doctors out there that, you know, are Harvard trained and, you know, Ivy League trained, and, you know, sometimes I sound like I'm more is it colloquial, is the type of term that we use, because obviously I'm not very well spoken. You know, English is supposed to be my first language, right? You know, I was born in America. You know, my mom spoke English, but she spoke very quickly, and I was always attracted to other languages. And my father spoke Hebrew, and his English was very broken. So a lot of my English that I picked up was actually broken English. You know, my mom, very, very eloquent, very, very literal. And my sister, my older sister, she speaks very well. She writes extremely well, very poetic. In fact, when my dad died, She was the one that gave the eulogy. We all voted for her. Plus, you know, I kind of had enough on my plate. And so it's interesting because, you know, I've talked about this on air. A lot of times some of the broken English comes out a little bit. And I hate the term broken English, but it's interesting because anytime I have like an Israeli patient, we had an Israeli patient yesterday come in. And even though I only speak a little Hebrew, when we start to speak, we speak the same in terms of, you know, losing the adverbs, losing a lot of the, shall we say, compound sentences. And so, like, for example, he'd say, okay, so you want me to put this on this? And I'm like, no, dude, don't do. I would do this. And it's not because we're speaking, it's not because we're speaking, less eloquently in terms of, you know, not having, you know, the grammatical context. It's the translation changes. And so when you speak to somebody that has the, like for example, when I speak to a Hispanic patient in English, I usually speak to Hispanics in Spanish because I speak Spanish a lot more eloquently than I even believe English. I could speak, I think, Spanish better than my English sometimes. Their English is many times grammatically correct, and it's a much interesting, shall we say, translation from when you hear an English speak than somebody Israeli who is kind of new to the country. Now, many Israelis now do learn English, so they are bilingual, but some of the older ones, they'll do that where the sentences are a lot shorter, yet it's to the point and you understand what they're saying. So if for some reason some of you kind of wonder why sometimes I'm using different words, and sometimes it's not that I'm trying to, you know, defend myself or come up with an excuse, but it's something that always happened. And when I'm around people of different ethnicities and different languages, I sometimes pick up on that, and my English dramatically changes. Even though I was in honors English, even though I understood Shakespeare, I was able to get A pluses in the language, vocabulary wise and communication wise, it comes out. And so thank you. I appreciate it. Now, you know, one of my kids was talking to me. My kids speak beautiful English, and but they don't want to pick up Spanish. They don't want to pick up Hebrew. They don't like picking up other languages. One of them got in trouble because, again, he was, you know, making some smart aleck comments in class. And, you know, I had to do the motherly thing. And, you know, he brought up that, you know, but Mom, you used to do the same thing and you were funny. And I'm like, well, no, I don't think I was particularly funny. And then, of course, I remembered some of the things in class I used to say. And they still, my kids, they talk to some of my friends from school, and so they hear some of the BS things I did. And I don't particularly think any of them were funny, but I didn't realize that, you know, my kids are going to have the same genetics as I do. So, like, for example, you'd be in medical school, and it was a very, very small class. And so the teacher would call on you. And it was very, very common for the teacher to call on the person who looked like they were sitting there and vulnerable. Okay? If you look like you know your stuff, and you may know more than the professor, he's not going to call on you. But if you have the very confused, deer in the headlights look, they call on you. So my maiden name was Zodiru. So they would call me Dr. Zodiru, even though I was a medical student. So they're like, Dr. Zodiru, can you please explain to us what is Kawasaki's disease? No, because I think that's a fake disease. That doesn't sound real. No, excuse me, Kawasaki's is. Nah, you made that up. You made that up. No, Dr. Kawasaki is a real disease. Could you please comment on it? I could if I spoke Korean. It's Japanese. Anyway, so these things would happen, and I got through medical school nonetheless, but I didn't realize, I didn't remember I did things like that, but my kids know about that. I don't know how, maybe they were the sperm, not the sperm, in my egg. You know how you carry your eggs? Okay, my husband's sperm was nowhere near that vicinity. There was other sperm in the room, but not his. And so, you know, I gotta go easy on my kids, but I do have to have the talk with them tonight, not the birds and the bees talk. We've already, we had that when they were in kindergarten, because boy, these kids are advanced. But we have to have the talk that, you know, you can't sit there in class and you know, make certain blurts. display any stupidity. You need to look like you know your stuff and then you don't get picked on. Sometimes they'll give me an assignment saying, Dr. Zadiru, tomorrow, can you please explain to us the cystic fibrosis disease and why it's, the Ashkenazi Jewish trait could be prevalent? Really? I'm honored you would choose me. Thank you. I'm really honored. But I think Jeff over here could probably do a much better job. No, we don't want Jeff to do it. We want you to do it. No. All right, let's move on. Hillary Clinton is in the news today, actually yesterday, because she claims she has not driven a car since 1996. Apparently, she has had Secret Service protection the whole time. This is where our tax dollars are going. Now, I'm wondering if the reason why this came out is because people were grilling her on where she was when Justin Bieber was drag racing. And so, in defense, she said, look, it wasn't me because I haven't driven a car since 1996. Apparently, she was granted Secret Service protection when her husband ran for president in 1991. Wow. You know what image I remember is when John McCain had lost the election to Obama, and he, the next day, was driving himself out of a garage. The media caught that, how, you know, he didn't have drivers anymore. He had to drive his own car one day after. That's the way it is with politics. Once you're in and staying in, you have tax money thrown at you all the time. All right, and I'm assuming the car she had was really, really nice. But no, she hasn't had to drive. Now, remember, a lot of people in public office are not going to be doing the same things that we do, okay? Or they're going to pretend they don't have to. Now, personally, I would love somebody in public office that does have to operate a car, that does have to actually pay for gas and understand what it means when the price of the pump skyrockets, that does understand what it's like to be without insurance and how scary that is, that has lost their doctor and has to worry that the next time they're sick, it could take 2 months to get in. I think it helps to know that somebody is going to have experienced what we experienced. Now, mind you, she might have had some difficult times before she went to law school, and I don't want every president to have had to endure difficult times, but I want our future president to kind of be real. All right. Now, I know some people would say, well, Mitt Romney doesn't fit the bill, but I still gave him some credit because he knew how to run a business. Okay. Knew how to at least operate a company, understood taxes and money and economy. All right. I wouldn't mind somebody coming in and being president who actually knows how to get us out of this mess. But, you know, at least drive your own car, for crying out loud. Now, mind you, this could also be coming up because she may not be allowed to drive. Remember, Hillary Clinton had the blood clot in the head. And I believe it was a basilar artery or a vertebral artery. I need to double check and review that. So there's a chance that maybe this is coming out because she actually is forbidden to drive and operate a vehicle, which makes you wonder, would she be fit to operate the little red button that has to be pushed when it's time for a nuclear war? I really think it's a red button. I don't think it's any other color. Do you think it's green? No, I think it's red. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Actually, just at Dr. Dahlia, and then on Facebook at drdahlia.com. All right, you know, this is interesting. I've been asked, how do you know if you qualify for the subsidies for healthcare reform? Well, you know, on the website, the Obamacare website, the healthcare.gov website, when you input your information and then they, you know, ship you to one state's website or you stay on their own, they use a calculator. And the Kaiser Family Foundation also has a calculator. All right? So if you don't qualify for Medicaid, which is, I guess, Medicaid, remember, under Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, I guess if now you, I believe it's like up 138% of the federal poverty level, so about $33,000 for a family of four. But for those of you that make a little bit more than that, you could qualify for subsidies for any Obamacare plan on the Obamacare website. The only thing is it's a calculator. It's a calculator. So I can't say if you make $50,000 a year, you'll get X amount of subsidies. And this calculator, I don't know how often it changes or if this is something that's going to be static for a while. They say as premiums and eligibility requirements may vary, these could change as well. So if you are looking at a calendar, for example, if you want to look at a calculator, like I said, the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, they have a really nice calculator where you select a state, you enter your income, you put your annual income, is employer coverage available, number of people in the family, number of adults 21 or older enrolling in the exchange, number of children. So depending on that, and again, don't lie. I know there's been a lot of media attention on how people can lie, get subsidies, because there's nobody out there to double check and see. And so some people are going to be able to sneak some free health care that way. Please don't. All right, because you just have no idea if the government does get their act together, how viciously they could go after you. I mean, are you going to be jailed for tax fraud? I mean, you know, it is a felony. You are not allowed to defraud the government. You can't. That's kind of a no-no. I know a lot of people do, but you can't do that. It's a no-no. So I would please say to be honest, okay? Now, I know a lot of us do like to fib on the website. For example, when we want to get a hotel room, I notice that if you say that you want two beds, okay, and it's just two people, it's one rate. But if I say I'm bringing my kids, okay, and that's why I need the two beds, bringing the kids, all of a sudden the rate goes up 30-40%. So you just say two people, and then you get the room. So I get that. Just remember, the Obamacare website is not like getting a hotel, like hotels.com or something, okay? Just like an airplane, you have to say number of kids. I remember trying to do the whole lap child thing, and I mean, my kid's now in the eighth grade. But he's my baby. He could sit on my lap. He's my baby. No, lap child is under. I loved the lap child thing. Didn't you guys? Boy, do I miss that freebie. You get to carry, you know, the lap child sits on your lap. So me and my husband would kind of pass the baby around. And then what you do is on an airplane, you get an aisle seat and a window seat. And so when somebody sees, like if you have, you know, if there's some empty seats on the plane and somebody wants to switch, if they see you with a baby and dad, they're pretty much not going to want to be in that middle seat. And then boom, you got the middle seat. I know all the tricks. I've done that. I've done that before. Okay. Another really good trick is to sit there with a mask on. Nobody wants to sit in your row if you have a mask on. They don't know why you're wearing the mask, okay? I mean, you could be having bad menstrual cramps and you want the mask to muffle your groans. I don't know. But sometimes if you wear a mask, nobody wants to sit in your row, and that kind of helps. Again, you know, it's hard when there's assigned seating, but when there's not, like Southwest, right? You want to get the mask on. You want to have the worst body odor. You want to have a sign saying, I'm flatulent today or lactose intolerant, and it seems to work. Okay, so, and if any of you need help, by the way, you know, I know a lot of you listen to my show, and thank you for doing it, but unfortunately, you come in either halfway through a segment, and you're like, well, what the hell did you talk about, Dahlia? Go to my website and email us, and then we'll be able to tell you the links or direct you where you need to go. That's what we do. I mean, my show isn't just the show that I do every day. It's also after the show and my being in contact with you afterwards. And, you know, while I'm not at my wit's end now with emails, it's a great time to do this. I'm here to help. So go to drdahlia.com. When I am at my wit's end, you will know. I'll tell you to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Did you know that my kid has a, did I tell you guys that? My kid has a leave me, it's leave me alone. But when I grew up, it was all leave me alone, L-E-M-M-E, leave me alone. Yeah, there's a leave me alone pass. Right? You get one a year, and you give it to the teacher, and the teacher doesn't call on you all day. a leave me alone pass. Isn't that nice? Leave me alone. Yeah, I wrote one up and I gave it to my kids going, I'm using my leave me alone pass today. Anyway, yeah, drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, norovirus. I was on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning on KABC this morning, and they were asking about another SS Stinky where there's a cruise ship. We talked about the cruise ship. Let me pull up the story here. That I think we've been talking about this cruise ship for a while. Remember they had to turn back because there was a norovirus spread. I think we're looking at about 57 people sick. I need to look it up. It is a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that had to come back to home port yesterday when hundreds of passengers or crew members fell ill. 577 out of 3,000 passengers. 577. Reported being ill. I guess the voyage left, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, Bayonne, New Jersey. All right. And I guess it was going to the Caribbean. And it was supposed to be going to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And unfortunately, people came down with diarrhea and vomiting. Crew members became ill. And this is a 15-deck ship. OMG. Gorgeous. These, have you ever been on a cruise? OMG, it is phenomenal. But the problem is, you know, if one gets norovirus, which is a gastrointestinal virus that's highly, highly contagious, all right, it spreads like wildfire. So Doug McIntyre had asked me, you know, what's the difference between like a ship or like at a catering hall? You know, and it's because if the norovirus could stick with you for a couple days, all right, at the very least. And so you start to wander around, going to the downstairs buffet to get some soup, etc. You could be spreading it. Now, every cruise that we've been on for the Dr. Dahlia Show, there was always somebody there with hand sanitizer, somebody wiping things down. I mean, they did a phenomenal job. And none of our cruises, nobody ever got sick from norovirus, knock on wood, thank God. But that's what happens. And it's norovirus is transmitted by oral fecal route. So somebody that through their gastrointestinal system, either by vomiting or pooping, gets it on their hands, touches something, or on their clothes. And then somebody else picks it up. If they get it into their mouth, boom, they get infected. Terry Ray said somebody had vomited in their cabin and they had to rip out the carpet and put new carpet in. Wow, I didn't know cruise ships also have carpet. It's amazing what these cruise ships load up for in terms of food, etc., because they always have to be prepared for emergencies. Wow, extra carpet, that's pretty good. So, but let's say somebody vomited and it splashed onto the wall, and I'm sorry because I'm getting nauseous just talking about this, and then one of the kids leans up against the wall without realizing that there's some microscopic norovirus, they pick it up. So that's why it's so easy to spread. And there's no antidote. There's no vaccine. All right. And there's no antibiotic. Again, it's a virus. So if you are going on a cruise ship, you want to be very, very careful, and you want to hope to high heaven that nobody is touching the food that has norovirus, or nobody is touching your cup. Maybe reach for the back cups. You know how they have the little cups by the drinks. Just drink bottled drinks because they have bottled beverages. I know you have to pay for those. They aren't the freebie juice like you get. That's included in the ticket price. Soda is always extra. You know, by the way, speaking of getting sick, we're going to talk about in the next hour how zinc and hand washing still the best, but not vitamin C. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.